Should we reopen the abortion debate? Morozik, she's the manager of research and communications at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Andrea, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, what do you say? Should we reopen this abortion debate? You know what? I mean, I guess it's a pretty simple question. I mean, should we?
Well, there's two answers I'd give there. First of all, it's only closed on Parliament Hill. For the rest of Canadians, the abortion debate has been open. It's never been resolved, and it's a question that remains a troubling question for our society and our culture. But more specifically, with regards to Parliament Hill and should the government reopen the abortion debate, Prime Minister Stephen Harper has made it abundantly clear that he will not. I believe that he means it. He's said it so many times at this point that it would be a real backtracking on his own promises if he did. I do have in front of me, for your listeners, a survey done recently by Sun Media, and one of the interesting results with regards to this question that you're posing is that it shows Canadians are happier to discuss contentious issues than we think or than we're led to believe. So when asked whether people would like to debate abortion in Canada, 52% said yes. When discussing matters of life and death, there is never a bad time for debate. We shouldn't be afraid to debate the tough issues. Only 26% said some things are better left alone, and now is not the time to reopen the abortion debate in Canada. So I think basically you have a situation where politicians are scared stiff of this issue, and it doesn't really reflect the way that Canadians think about it.
Does that mean we should lobby the MPs then and say, let's go ahead with it? I mean, so this isn't the right time to reopen it, but if you're saying that it's still, an issue of debate in this country amongst Canadians, how do we get around that, Andrea?
Well, there have been a number of bills put forward that were pro-life in intent. If they didn't touch the abortion question. Right now, we have no law in Canada. A lot of Canadians aren't even aware of that when you ask them, that you can, in theory, you can have an abortion throughout 9 months of pregnancy. Now, at that point, many pro-choice activists are already up in arms that I said that because they would claim that no doctors will do it. Stats Canada says we do have late-term abortions done in this country. So I'm not quite sure why it's such a point of contention. But I think that there are pro-life people and on the Hill, and there are pro-life Canadians who are actively concerned about the status quo. Pro-choice people are generally quite happy that we have no law in this country and that people, they find that situation to be optimal for their cause. I think most Canadians are really neither pro-life nor pro-choice. They sort of are in the mushy middle, and they are surprised to find out we have no law. And many Canadians would be quite pleased to sort of take some incremental positions, like banning late-term abortions or after a certain number of weeks or months in gestation. So how to go about it is up to each individual Canadian. There certainly are plenty of Canadians already today who are lobbying the government on this issue.
Can I, in closing, ask you one question? As a woman, Andrea, where do you stand on it? Should it be something that's available to all women, or is it a pro-choice or no-choice thing for you?
I've been very, very public on my blog, Pro Woman, Pro Life. I believe that being pro-life is the pro-woman position to take because we understand and accept women with all of our capacities. That includes even unwanted, unexpected pregnancies. Supporting women through that is very important to me. But I have certainly not hidden my agenda. I have no secret agenda.
Okay.
People can check out the blog, and I'm very pro-life.
All right. Well, I thank you very much for your time today, as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Andrea Morozik is the manager of research and communications at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Well, what do you say?